Hello and welcome to Heart of the Matter on Dundalk FM 97.7. My name is Michael and we are coming to you from our quarantined home here in Dundalk. But we are thankful that we can give you a new show today, and I'm joined by my wife, Ashley. Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
I am going to be just talking with Ashley about how can we as couples relate to each other during this time when we are at home, perhaps for many of you more than what you're accustomed to or what you're used to. So we're going to be talking about that. What are some things that we can do? How should we think about this biblically? And what can we do practically to spend this time to help our marriages to stay strong while we are at home? But as always, we want to begin with a piece of music, and we're going to start with a song by Ascend of the Hill called Hallelujah, What a Savior.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God. What a Savior.
one of the grounding verses for our marriage has been from Philippians chapter 2. So before we get into a discussion here, I want to start by reading this, and I'll read the first five verses here. So this is Paul's letter to the Philippians. He says, "Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." And so, as we talk a little bit about what can you do, especially, as if you're married during this time, this has really been kind of the foundational paradigm through which we have viewed our marriage. And Ashley, we've, I think, had a unique situation, probably that almost no other marriages have. But we have been, just the way things have worked out, I've been home for a better part of the 11 years that
we've been married.
And so we've spent lots of time together, just throughout the days, because that's just how it's been.
Yeah.
Let's start off with, what's one of the ways that you think that we need to be thinking about, for couples to be thinking about, in order to make sure that during this time, their bitterness and resentment don't start creeping in?
Well, I did not realize how unusual it was how we relate to each other until I was in Bible study and hearing other women share and some of the problems that were coming up between them and their spouses. And immediately, I could just see exactly what the issue was, and it was communication, and it was just inconsideration, maybe would be the best way of putting it.
Just assuming the other person knows what they are meaning and wanting to do.
Yes. So, wives that were, their husbands are home on a Saturday, and the husband's going, "I need you to come help me do X, Y, or Z." And she's sitting there going, "I'm in the middle of batch cooking meals. I can't really leave what I'm doing to come help you." And then there's anger and there's frustration. And then there's just conflict. And I realized this is so simply, you can get through this so simply by what we have done. It wasn't intentional, but on Sunday mornings, we ask each other, okay, what does this week look like for you? Because our weeks are very different week to week. And then every morning, almost before we get out of bed, we'll look at each other and just say, okay, what do you need to get done today? And by doing that, Michael knows, okay, I have these 8 things I need to do. And a lot of times he'll stop what he's doing and he'll help me to get done the things that I'm doing. And he's very sweet and gracious in that way. And then I know he has to study and teach and do, his things. And because I know and I'm aware of that, I can do what I can to assist him in that. Sometimes it's just keeping kids away and quiet.
So it's starting off the day just beginning with that communication of, this is what I need to get done, and and the others knowing what the other spouse needs to get done. Especially if you're at home right now and you have to work from home, you may not be as free as maybe your spouse thinks to do whatever they want you to do, clean the gutters or whatever.
Yeah, and you add kids into the mix, and that's a whole other stress. And so just that need to say, hey, hon, I need to work these 6 hours. I have these phone calls I need to make. And then when you're aware of that, it just mitigates all the issues of someone accidentally coming in, talking to you. And it just lets the home operate so much more smoothly by having those conversations. And another thing that we were told in our premarital counseling that I thought was brilliant and so applicable for the situation that so many people find themselves in, I was given the advice by another wife to do honey-do lists. So, honey, these are the things I need you to do and to write them down. Because she said, you know, I would be nagging my husband that I needed him to do these 15 things around the house. Well, he's just come home from maybe a hard counseling situation or, you know, stress at church or different things. And then when I'm putting these burdens on him, he's mentally not in the headspace for it. So instead of nagging, if I've just written it down and given it to him, then as he is mentally able or he has the time, he can fit those things in that need to be done around the house. And it helps alleviate the nagging or the mothering of keeping on top of someone else to make sure things are getting done.
But it's the communication of all those things. I think that's the important thing. It's, okay, we know we have to communicate, but sometimes we may not think about how we need to do it, especially if we're not used to being home very much. But to let the other person know, this is what my day is going to look like. And for the other person to recognize that and say, okay, I know they have to get this done. You know, I will try, I'll do my things. And, you know, we can kind of regroup later on to discuss, okay, what are the things that we can get done? And even, you know, if your wife or gives you like a honey-do list, it's to recognize, okay, these are the things that she would like me to do. Let me see how I can work them in. Maybe you can't do all of them in one day, but you work them in to try to find the time to get them done. But there has to be that communication between the two in order for it to work well.
And, you know, sometimes he'll say, okay, hun, what's the biggest priority? And then he'll tell me, I can't do all of this now, but I will get it done on these days throughout the week. And here's how I'm going to do it. So he's just letting me know it's just consideration. And, you know, Philippians 2 really has so much to say and is so applicable to marriage and relationships and living together. Regard one another as more important than yourself. And so if I'm always thinking of Michael and what he needs to get done and thinking of him as more important than myself and his needs, I'm meeting his needs and I'm meeting his emotional, his physical, his mental needs, you know, making lunch and keeping the kids away, you know, whatever it is. And then if he's thinking of me as more important than himself, he's meeting all of my needs. So you've got two people whose needs are being met in the middle of this situation, instead of me being selfish and saying, I need X, Y, or Z, and fighting for those things. When we take our eyes off of Christ and off of each other and only focus on ourselves, then there's real issues and problems in the marriage.
Well, we're going to go to our next song, which is a song called Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love.
I think there's also another thing that we need to think about, especially when we're at home together, is that not all time spent together is created equal. And so, you know, you could be at home together, but if you've got things you've got to do, you know, you're doing your work, your spouse is doing their work, you may be in the same room doing it, but you're not actually spending time together. And so there is a need, even if you have to be at home together, to actually spend concentrated, purposeful time together.
Yes. I think one of my favorite dates, or one of the ones that stands out the most in 11 years, we lived in Houston for a while, didn't have family around, and Michael was a student at the time, and I was a stay-at-home mom, so there wasn't a ton of extra money, and, you know, there were no babysitters, and so I did creme brulee in the crock pot, and I think we made, like, a blanket bed in the living room, and just watched a movie together. And that date has stood out to me through the years, and it was just taking a moment to spend focused, intentional time together. And it wasn't anything big, but I really enjoyed it.
I think the issue is going to be, particularly during this time where everybody's at home, is not to think that, well, I'm home, we are spending time together.
No, because we're home together all the time, and I feel like we could not see each other all week, but it's because we're both working and you're doing, you know, church stuff, and I'm home things, and you could just never see each other and just are existing in the same space.
So, I mean, this would be a good time to try and do those types of even home dates, since we can't go out anywhere, to come up, to be creative, to do things where you're having that focused, purposeful time that's really meant not to just be there together, but to work on your marriage and to spend time on your marriage, because that's what's going to make it better, is that purposeful time.
Grace plus intentionality equals a transformed marriage. This is such a unique time that most people will never get again, to just be home together and to take a time out with no distractions, or as few as we have now, and to just work on our marriage and getting to know each other again. And it's so much fun. You know, if you're in a place where our marriage isn't that great, this could be a time where it's like, you know what, I really want to work on this. We really want to focus and, you know, pick something that you want to do each day to try to better your relationship with your spouse. Playing.
And it could be just, you know, you've got to be creative. So it could be, you know, you make a different kind of dinner together. You know, or
we've cooked through a cookbook together, or we've done something where it was like, we have to try everything, even if we think we don't like it. I remember my dad one time, it was really sweet. He told my mom he wanted to give her 5 kisses a day. And that was his goal for like New Year's one time. It's like, I'm going to kiss you 5 times. And it just added joy to their relationship. It was something as a kid that I could see. It was like, some are playful, some are romantic. You know, it brought them together.
So, I mean, not only is communication vital, I mean, that's always, always vital during this time, but purposefully setting aside time that's intentional in your marriages to talk and to work on things, to spend time together, whatever it's doing, whether it's watching a movie or cooking through something or playing a game or whatever, but it's doing something intentional. You know, that's I think the key is has to be intentional.
I think not everything has to be serious. And I've seen people do that where everything is so serious and they're coming at dating and if it doesn't come out just right how they think it should be, then there's frustration or anger, instead of seeing that, you know, sometimes when things go sideways, that those are the best stories. And so, you know, being playful together and flirting and, you know, tease each other, you know, things, there can be joy in your relationship together. It should be fun. It should be really fun.
Well, we are going to go to our ad break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what can we do to make sure our marriages don't crumble during this time where we're at home and spending perhaps more time together under the same roof as we normally do. So we'll be back right after this.